in great need of the help of God by and through the Holy Spirit. I venture this afternoon to direct your thoughts and attention to the word you will find in the second book of Samuel, chapter 21, and the last clause in verse 15, followed by the first clause in verse 17. Second book of Samuel, chapter 21, a clause from each of verses 15 and 17. And David waxed faint, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him. And David waxed faint, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him. These words arrested my thoughts when I read this chapter sometime yesterday. And I have been tried as to whether it is right to venture with them, especially in thinking of what David at one time had to declare regarding Joab and Abishai. He said the sons of Zeruiah were too hard for him. Well, that was as they were poor men. One thing to be said for the sons of Zeruiah was that they maintained their loyalty to King David, even when others defected from him. But here, dear friends, this word seemed to drop in with a little sweetness. And David waxed faint, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him. And I do feel, I trust there is that viewpoint here, that Abishai, looking beyond the man, here is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ in coming to the help of his poor, needy sinners, for whom he, the Lord Jesus, laid down his life. And thus the word has laid upon my spirit. And David waxed faint. Dear friends, surely all of us, even the children, may know at times when, through perhaps, as we use an expression, overdoing it, we know what it is to feel faint. Very, very tired indeed. And sometimes certain conditions of illness can have the same effect. And I'm sure that many of you have known what that is too. Perhaps you may feel at some time or place in your daily life unusually weary and tired, and you cannot put your finger upon it, and it subsequently proves that you come out with some affliction, and that was the beginning of the effect of the affliction on your body and on your mind. Well, dear friends, here was David. Let us consider who this a dear person was, David, who in times past under God had accomplished such great exploits. And particularly in this passage, If I read to you again the verse that stands between these two clauses, we are reminded of that particular occasion when David in his youth fought and conquered Goliath, the giant of Gath. And here we read, "And Ishbi-Benob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David." Dear friends, the pathway of a child of God through this wilderness does not come to an end until the dying day. And here we see David, though he was through God, he was that a joyful victor over Goliath and slew him with that stone slung out of his shepherd's sling. And what a day of rejoicing it was. And David slew Goliath, and yes, he did finish it, as it were, by taking Goliath's own sword. We read, "And he stood and took the Goliath's sword and cut off his head." Well, here David is so many years further on in his journey. He's coming to the end, towards the end of his earthly pilgrimage. It is very shortly after this chapter. We come to chapter 23. Now, these be the last words of David. You see, dear friends, he was nearing the end of the journey and his natural strength was failing him. A very usual and common thing. But here was the giant slayer, and he went out, perhaps unadvisedly, again in this battle against the same enemy, the Philistines. And on that day, there was another giant. Yes, dear friends, you see, what teaching is here? For the Lord's people, one battle over does not mean everything will be plain sailing for the rest of the journey. And David here was proving it to be so. But not only was there another giant, and the enemy, in a sense, I feel could regard this as the devil, that great giant. And Bunyan saw him as giant despair. This great enemy appeared again, and it is noteworthy that here it says being girded with a new sword. Ah, friends, what consideration there is here. Does this not speak of sometimes what is known in the path of a true pilgrim? The enemy, the adversary, the devil comes again with a new sword. He finds another line of attack to come against a poor, weary pilgrim, a sinner. One who knows they're a sinner, but the devil comes with a new sword and seems to come with renewed power. And here we have David in one of the Psalms, Psalm 42. What does he complain of, as it were, before the Lord? "I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? So, friends, there will be, I cannot pretend it to be otherwise, there will be those fresh battles. And did you notice at the end of this chapter, there was yet another battle with the Philistine, and yet another. And each time, there was a giant. Friends, Satan has his time. And that is in the hand and the appointment of God. But while Satan has his time, he will ever be opposing the children of the heavenly King. He will ever be seeking to destroy them. And here David, suddenly we find this beloved king, this servant of God, the sweet psalmist of Israel, we find him in great danger. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines. And David waxed faint. Oh, friends, I wonder then, are there one or another here this afternoon? And this is your condition. And David waxed faint. It is so put to, it seems to speak that this faintness was increasing. It was not going away, as it were. It was not just a little, a feeling of weakness and David could overcome it. No, David waxed faint. And before him was another giant with a new sword. And dear friends, so he was in mortal danger. Well, you see, friends, there are two things in this word, I feel. First of all, looking at it on the first level, the Lord was still David's God, and the Lord sent Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, to deliver David. And Zeruiah, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him. And there's a but here. You see, friends, David waxed faint, but... And oh, may you and I prove a but like this. When we come into those times when we are waxing faint and we feel our strength decrease, and certainly we prove that the passing of years means that in a natural way our strength is decreasing. And David waxed faint. I was doing a certain job in moving a plant recently, in a plant out of a tub, which was pot bound, and I was planting it out in the garden. It was the size of the pot was some 14 inches diameter by about 11, 12 inches deep. And the earth was well bound to the plant. It came out in one piece. And all I was doing was digging a hole in the ground suitable to plant the shrub into the ground. Well, I felt so weary. I couldn't explain it. And you see, friends, it's not that this brought the word upon my spirit, but it's something I've thought, reflected upon since the word came. See how we prove that our strength is not what it was. And sometimes we can't understand why we feel more weary than others. But you see, here David was not just waxing faint, but he was in danger. And dear friends, oh, how searching it is if you and I wax faint and we come into danger. But I want to bring out this point first. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him. Now, friends, here was one who was on David's side. Here was a fellow creature who came to his aid. Now, dear friends, what a good thing it is when, as the Lord shows us and helps us, we can help people who are in need. This is, I feel, one of the lessons here in this word. David was in great need. He was in a desperate place. And this good man, he was a good man in that sense. He was faithful to his master. He came to succor him. And dear friends, may it be that when we are shown that the Lord's people have need, that we might be, as the Lord directs us, that we may be able to help. In whatever way that might be, the Lord is over these matters. And he can sometimes, in a very unexpected way, enable one to help another. Now, how timely was this help here? But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him. Now, this succoring, just a few thoughts. It shows here that it wasn't only that Abishai came to the rescue of David, but he came to support him. He came to strengthen him. There's so much in this word succor that is hard to define. But what an all-encompassing word it is. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him. You see, David wasn't only in danger, he was in distress. Because of his weakness, because he could no longer defend himself as he would have done aforetime. Because he trembled as to whether the Lord had left him. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him. Ah, dear friends, I feel it would be perhaps not wrong to say that when Abishai came to help David, there was a fear not. Don't be afraid, David. I'm coming. I'll help you. I'll defend you. And, oh, under God, Abishai was enabled to smite the Philistine and to kill him. Just as David had slain Goliath so many years before, so the Lord gave the victory here through Abishai, who came to succor David and was favoured and enabled to smite the Philistine and to kill him. Well, dear friends, can we not see here greater than David and Abishai? Or greater than Abishai? Because here is a poor sinner, David. Here, though so favoured of God, how many times we are shown in the life account of David, he was only a poor man. And here was another of these instances. And David waxed faint. Now, dear friends, I read to you also in the chapter in the Epistle to the Hebrews, and especially those last few verses, that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth, and he knew what it was to suffer, to have to endure the weakness of flesh, because he took on him the nature of Adam, sin accepted. But dear friends, it will mean that Jesus is so sympathetic and so suitable to provide a remedy to his fainting people. Oh, dear friends, whatever it is that causes you and I to faint, the psalmist says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. How is it he could believe? I believe, dear friends, because the Lord Jesus succoured him, gave him faith to believe. There was nothing within David himself that could keep him from fainting. That is not what the word means. I had fainted unless I had believed. Believed by the faith, God-given faith, wrought by Jesus Christ, to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Well, David lived here at this day in our text. He lived again, didn't he? The giant did not make an end of him with his lovely new sword. No. And dear friend, whatever it seems the Lord has permitted to be thrust upon you or at you now, if King Jesus comes to your aid, the enemy will make no headway. None at all. He is able to succour them that are tempted. Oh, how is it? Well, friends, the hymn writer puts it so sweetly, but spotless, innocent and pure, the great Redeemer stood, while Satan's fiery darts he bore, and did resist to blood. Oh, dear friends, how Jesus has interposed to stand between the sinner and the great adversary. Yes, and dear friends, Jesus has conquered. Though he lay down his life, he died. He bore the wrath of God against sin, not his own, but he bore the wrath. And he died, and he paid the price with his own heart's blood. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succoured him. But the precious Saviour succours his dear people. I did wonder whether to read, I turned to it for a moment in the Gospel of Luke, and that 10th chapter, and the account of the man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Because, dear friends, there we have really a more clear picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you see, this man fell among thieves. Well, thinking of the word I ventured with this afternoon, David went down to battle and fell into a very, very difficult place with a giant with a new sword. But the Lord Jesus, speaking of this in the gospel, says a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Oh, friends, you know we read this in the gospel, but have you had to walk it out in your own path? The thieves, the adversary has come and has stripped you and wounded you and left you half dead. And what hope is there? Laying by the wayside. Friends, these are the ways that the Lord brings his dear people to himself. But friends, in this word, it's so beautiful, isn't it? That poor man could not move. He was half dead. Life was, as would appear from the way that it's worded, life was ebbing away. He was waxing fainter and fainter. The indication is that he was in a serious case. We do not know the detail. But friends, what happened? Two went by and took no proper notice of him, passed on, passed by. But, we have this little word, but again. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. Oh, here is the Lord Jesus Christ without a doubt. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. A certain Samaritan came where he was, and David waxed faint, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succoured him. Oh, friends, this was in the midst of the battle, surrounded with, no doubt, others fighting. And dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ came and still comes just where the battle is hottest. Oh, I believe he does. So, is there a fierce, is there a mortal conflict? But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succoured him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Well, friends, you see, so the Lord Jesus Christ has bruised the serpent's head by the promise given in the Garden of Eden. The woman's seed should bruise the serpent's head. He is a conquered foe. And succoured him. Oh, dear friends, I do not know then how it is, but this is the word that the Lord has sent me with. Are there those who are feeling faint? wondering where the scene will end. And there is yet, but there is one who can come just where we are. There is one who can succour them that are tempted. Oh, dear friends, we may be ashamed of the temptations that lay hold of us. We may indeed be ashamed of them. What would others think if they knew that I am so tempted in this? Surely, also, says the adversary, you cannot be a child of God. If this has laid you low, if your weakness is in such a way as this, how can you be a child of God? But dear friend, the Saviour comes to succour such. He comes to the wounded. Yes, come you sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you. He is willing. Doubt no more. Ah, the love of Christ to sinners. But Abishai succoured him. Oh, the kindness, the love, wonderful interposition to deliver a poor sinner near the point of death. And this giant thought to have slain David. Oh, friends, what worth would it have been of that victory those years before if now the son of the giant comes and finishes David off after all? You see, now, friends, such is the strength of the adversary with whom we have to contend. But we have one who comes to succour, and he is able to succour them that are tempted. Oh, friends, none of us have ever been tempted like Jesus was. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones that they be made bread. If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from the temple. And the third temptation was cast himself down and to worship Satan. All these things will I give thee. Yes, Jesus knew a fierce temptation. And I believe we read the effect it had on his body. If I remember rightly, in one of the Gospels, we have something there, whether I can turn to it, because, dear friends, it shows us the nature of him who came to deliver his dear people. Now, we find this, it's not in Luke's Gospel, but I believe there was that weakness that the dear Saviour felt, and the Lord sent the angels. Certainly there were angels sent to minister unto the Lord Jesus on another occasion. Now this dear Jesus, then he understands. He knows what it is to be sorely tempted. He knows himself what it is to stand with this giant and a new sword standing before you. Yes, the Saviour knows. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succoured him. See, friend, it was that comfort that he could give. It was the comfort that was given. And dear friends, what worth there is in that comfort to wounded souls, to fainting souls, what value is the comfort of the Holy Ghost? Oh, dear friends, this Holy Comforter. And he comes, and he brings the things of Jesus to poor sinners, just when they need them. And what about David again? Those well-known lines. I had to speak from them not long ago, and I'd never spoken from them ever before. Psalm 23, verse 5. And the Lord caused David to declare, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Succored him. But Abishai succored him. And Jesus comes to succor his dear people, spreads the table before them in the very presence of their enemies. And presently they prove their cup runneth over. They are restored. They are revived. They are strengthened. They are given that fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that word in Isaiah's prophecy comes to mind. Oh, dear friends, the Lord spoke this word to me when I was under the exercise of the ministry nearly 20 years before I went forth. It was Isaiah chapter 40. The Lord's servant read that chapter. The first two verses spoke to me from the reading. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably unto Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. But the last verse of the chapter was his text that Lord's day. December 1976, dear servant of God, Mr. Charlie Buss, and the word was this, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Well, may the Lord even be pleased to use his word. I have had to come with the slightly unusual text, but may the Lord use it to his honour and glory. And David waxed faint. Oh, poor soul, you feel so faint. The things that hang over you. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him and smote the Philistine and killed him. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.